When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Live on SEN Track, welcome to Breakfast with the Kiwis. Kickstart your day of racing. Have breakfast with the Kiwis. Head to loveracing.nz.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with the Kiwis. Great to be with you for this edition of the show, our Christmas edition of the program. Christmas coming up in a couple of days. Boxing Day, of course, big day in New Zealand, and the main man to bring us all of the action across what is coming up in the week ahead. It's great to welcome him back, Butch Castles, CEO of Waikato Thoroughbred Racing. Butch, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, Jordan. Good to be back on the improve and looking forward to a massive time of racing here in New Zealand. Yes, we race this Saturday, but all eyes looking towards Boxing Day already, which is one of our great days racing on the calendar. Race at three venues, Pukekohe, Otaki, and down south at Wingatui, but real focus on Pukekohe.
Absolutely. Tell us, so this is one of the biggest, just outline it for us, Boxing Day.
It is one of the bigger days. Yeah, one of the bigger days. Group one is... Group one weight for age race that takes centre stage, but there's two high class 3 year old races. We'll get a bit of a picture on the Karaka Million 3 year old. So, plenty to look forward to the day after Christmas Day.
Fantastic. We've got two guests on the way this morning. Coming up a little later on, we'll have a chat to jockey Michael McNabb. First up on Breakfast with the Kiwis, though, today, Tiakau Racing's Mark Walker has a big weekend ahead. He joins us here on the program. Morning to you, Mark. How's things?
Morning. Good, thanks.
G'day, Mark Butcher here. Look, you've got 800,000 of them in all over the show. It must be a real logistical operation at this time of year.
Yes, it certainly is, Butch. Your staff do an amazing job. Like even this afternoon, our last races at 7 o'clock, and no doubt they'll have a few beverages and hopefully all on deck and again to go tomorrow.
Yeah, and of course horses going all over the country. Let's quickly whip through some of them on the weekend, then we'll focus on Boxing Day. We'll go to Rapa first. In race two, you've got a nice well-bred first starter for Trelawney here called Akinihi.
Yeah, she's trialled up really well, expected a run really top three sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah, and she's drawn the ace, which helps as well, Vinnie Colgan, to do the riding. Race three, Kith and Kin. Looked okay at winning, resuming. Not so good last time. I thought it was quite a competitive race.
Yeah, might need to just drop a grade to 60, I'd think, Butch.
Righto, race five, a couple of good chances here. Wairau Cove would be improved with its run resuming, and gee, you had to see Freeze Frame to believe it in its fresh state. Got a good barrier, and if it was able to do that again, be awfully hard to handle.
Yeah, exactly. He was very impressive first up. Wairau Cove, disappointing, so a bit of a question mark on him. So, yeah, Freeze Frame, definitely go another good race, I would think.
Up to the 1,400 metres, no problem with him?
Nah, he'll love it. He'll get over a bit of ground this prep, I think.
Righto, race six, Matakana Girl. She's put in two good runs. You've been advantaged with a nice barrier. In fact, good barriers all day at Tarapi. You've been advantaged with a good barrier for Matakana Girl, and she's knocking on the door.
Yeah, she really is. And stepping to a mile won't hurt her either. She'll get 2,000 and beyond. Ace High looks doing a pretty good job, but...
Yeah, Ace High doing a really good job. Race seven, Aotea Lad and Accidental Tourist, drawn one and two, should get the cosy runs.
Yeah, Aotea Lad, he's coming back to form. and Accidental Tourist. He went down by short margin last start, so a very good chance.
Righto, let's go to Trentham Saturday. Early in the days, the three-year-old by the name of Superbly Written was a good winner two starts ago.
Yeah, and then she failed. It was a bit of a tricky track that Matamata, but trialled up well since on good ground, so expected a bounce back, but Peter Didham's horse looks pretty hard to beat in that race.
So let's have a look at Trentham, Mark, race one. Superbly Written was a good winner two starts ago.
Yeah, she... Whether it was a track that Matamata was a bit of a tricky ground, but trialled up well since on good ground, so... But Peter Didham's horse will be hard to beat, I think.
Yeah, looking good, isn't it? Fashion icon. Righto, two-year-olds in a very small two-year-old race, just the six of them. Didn't look like a lot of form. How do we split your two up?
Yeah, both are nice colts with a bit of a future about them. One's drawn the rail, one's drawn out a bit. Wouldn't be hot between them. Whoever gets the right run will, you know, be fighting there at the finish. I expect them both to go pretty close.
They're both in the market, $2 and $1.90, so punters can't work it out. We'll go through to race six, one of the features, the Manawatu Challenge Stakes, brand code Granite Manawatu Challenge Stakes. Romancing the Moon backs up after last week.
Yeah, she's a mare that goes well on the backup. Did a bit of that last season and raced well, so she's definitely in the mix. Wait for age. She was handicapped last week, but it's basically a handicap field, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it is. She fits in nicely enough, I would have thought, on those conditions. Righto, the Humphreys Construction Manawatu Cup, another of the features there. Gee, it was good to see First Flight back to form. Leaderboards starting to get there, no doubt, with an aim towards the Wellington Cup. But, gee, Magnifique's going to take some beating.
Yeah, exactly. Both of our boys, it's like playing cards. You win one now and then, and normally they win three or four against you. So they're a bit tricky to really be confident about, but they're definitely in the mix.
Yeah, for sure. Righto, let's go to the big dance, Boxing Day. We'll have a look at that already. It's not far away, and it's sort of like Christmas Day for us that love the racing caper. So really looking forward to it. You've got runners in different places, Wingatui, but we're going to focus on Pukekohe. In the first couple of two-year-olds having their first start, they both came out of the same trial, Cool and Fast and Kansas Storm. And from the outside looking in the trials, whilst Cool and Fast won, thought Kansas Storm's trial was very, very good as well.
Yes, and both trialled it well at Matamata. I think the weather is going to be the major factor on Boxing Day, just looking at a long-term forecast. If the weather gods aren't good, anything could happen, I think.
Yeah, there's lots of rain predicted, so we'll look to those that'll cop it. Petrucci, she was good resuming. The next two have been probably ordinary. Gets Opie and to the top of a pretty even sort of a rating 75 race.
A little bit of a question mark on her right-handed, but she's sort of on trial Tuesday for maybe a Concord handicap on Crack Men's Night. So if she can go right-handed, she's in the mix, as you say. It's pretty even lot.
Race four, an open 1400, a horse here that showed so much last preparations, had a long break, came back, and I thought a really good run resuming. Gets up to 1400 metres and another good barrier draw. I speak of Wild Knight.
Yeah, if the rain came, it wouldn't affect him. So, no, he's a definite each-way chance. He's going well.
Hard to keep the owners in check, eh?
A little bit.
Race six, the Shores Wire Ropes, Auckland Guineas, has come up a good race, a really good race. We'll get a bit of a line on where things are three-year-old wise. Tokyo Tycoon, he'll derive plenty of benefit from that run resuming.
Yeah, he will. He had a bit of a puff after that, and he'd never sort of carried much condition, so he'll tighten up with the run. And once he gets a mile and even 2,000, maybe even 2,400, I think he'll come back to his very best, but expect him to be very competitive on Tuesday.
And Quintessa, she was very good, I thought, late in the race last week. She looks, she's only been beaten once. She's a high-class filly.
Yeah, she's going really well, and she does handle rain. So, but whether the one draw will be good by that time of the day, who knows?
suppose, be a summer wet track rather than a winter one, which can be a little different. Race 9, the feature, the Cambridge Stud Zabeel Classic. Two runners, one Prix de Fer, who was very, very brave under a big weight and 2,400 metres in the Waikato Cup, gets back to conditions that are much better suited for him.
Yeah, and he ran a good second in the race last year, and I don't think there'd be any fitter horse in the race. He's done a bit of racing of late, but he seems to really thrive on that over this period of the year. He's in the mix.
And Campionessa, she was impressive here last week. She was good getting the suck run, I thought, at Pukekohe two starts ago, but she put them to the sword at Tarapa last Saturday. When she finds her form, she tends to hold it, and there'd be no more deserving of a Group 1 than a mare like this. She's just come of age.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, she'd be probably our number one seed out of the two, but just depends what that weather does, Butch, yeah.
She copes, though?
She does, yeah. The old boy, he's not so much. If it's a bit wet, he turns his nose up a bit.
Right on, the last, Bellamio, has had the two runs back. Got a horror draw to contend with, but look, if the real Bellamio turned up, be competitive in a race like that.
Yes, exactly. No, very much so. He's sort of third up and ready to show his best.
And I did note Wingatui, the South Island stable, to the fore there. There was a filly that was really good, Valerius a boy one. It was really good in winning on debut, this one by Heroic Valor, and has to step up. But just looking at it on the tally, looked like he had plenty about him.
He's a big, solid sort of a lad, and he went south for a reason. He wasn't sort of shown enough at the trials up here, but they run for the same stake money there, and he runs for 40,000 on Tuesday. So as long as he can live up to that first run, although it was on the synthetic, he'd be some sort of chance.
And one of the features, Hazlitt Stakes, you've got Millefiori and Kai in there. Both of them bring solid form to the race.
Yeah, barrier draws haven't been that kind to them, but both are trying to get some black type, and both look well suited to the race.
Right, as I said earlier, Mark, it's about 800,000 to stick saddles on. Which is the best one?
I'll go the two-year-old Callin' Fast.
Okay, there you go. Boys get paid. I'll be happy to hear that. They've backed it to win $1 million. So if he wins on Saturday, he'll find his way to the Karaka Million, no doubt.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for your time. Busy time. Merry Christmas. Thanks for your availability during the year here on Breakfast with the Kiwis. Always appreciated.
Merry Christmas. Cheers.
Mark Walker with us here on Breakfast with the Kiwis. Always a pleasure to have him on, particularly at this time of year as well, ahead of a big couple of days of racing around this holiday season. We will take a break here on Breakfast with the Kiwis. And after this, Michael McNabb will join us next.
You're listening to Breakfast with the Kiwis. LoveRacing.nz, your home of New Zealand thoroughbred racing news, previews, reviews, profiles and more.
Welcome back to Breakfast with the Kiwis. This weekend, big weekend of racing ahead, both today or this weekend and then on Boxing Day in a couple of days from now. Plenty to get through. We had a chat to Mark Walker before. Our next guest on the program is Michael McNabb, who's got a big weekend ahead of him. Michael, it's great to talk to you, along with Butch Castles here on the program as well. How's things?
Yeah, good, thank you. G'day. Everything's well.
G'day, Michael. Butcher here. Look, busy time of year for you guys as jockeys. Plenty of racing action, but also an exciting time. Some really good racing upcoming, and you're busy at Trentham this weekend and then Boxing Day. Let's have a look at Trentham first. In the first, we talked to Mark, superbly written. He said forgive last start.
Yeah, I think it was a forgive. Just on that, I think it was a bit of an off sort of track. But she brings her form before that. She should run well.
Two-year-old when stars align. He couldn't split the two of them, but did say this one has the benefit of the rail.
Yeah, that's going to be a big help to him too. He's still quite green in his action. They actually worked together the other morning, and the other horse worked just as well, but he's a beautiful horse.
Race three, Bellucci, brings good form to this one. Well, fresh up, a good second last time, and another with a good draw. You get a nice, cosy run.
Yeah, good form, good draw. Stable's on fire, so should be competitive.
Yeah, sure is. Peter Didham having a dream run at the moment. Race number four, VV, was good on debut, but been disappointing too since. Royden will need to have worked some magic here.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
Race number five, Islington Lass. I know this is a horse that Alan has a real opinion of and a lot of time for. I think we've spoken about it in the past as well, and it's one that you have given the big tick to previously.
Yeah, beautiful mare. Good fresh up win. A little bit of giving the track's going to help her, but she goes well.
And the mile should be right in her wheelhouse, eh?
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, mile 2,000, I think, is her pet distance.
Another one for Mr. Sheikh El Shirok out of the Taranaki, Tavatak in race six. And look, this one has had the two runs back. It looks like it's been set for this race. 1,400, nice barrier draw. Should be very, very competitive.
Yeah, ticks a lot of boxes. Another one out of a good stable. So another one should be very competitive.
Yeah, got a good record at Trentham as well, and the 1,400 metres is its pet distance. Gee, what about this horse, Michael? In the Cup, the feature, the Humphreys Construction Manawatu Cup. Speak of Magnifique. It's just been super impressive its last couple.
Yeah, she's low-flying at the moment. Beautifully bred. Can't fault anything she's done. She just needs to turn up in that same sort of order.
You got them by 8.5 lengths last time. I mean, they win easily sometimes, but very seldom. You wouldn't have won many races by a margin like that.
Nah. Very rarely they win like that and over a staying trip. So, as I said, she's flying.
Yeah, she is. She's well bred, though. She's out of a great mare and she's sensational. In the last, I've come for your runner here, Colorado Star. It's $3.80 into $3. Jono trying to pay for Christmas, eh?
Yeah. Beautiful mare, back to good form, last start, run well second, looks competitive.
Yeah, and gets a good barrier draw, you would think, gets a nice run from there. 1400 Colorado Silver is her name. Righto, Boxing Day, Michael, these are the days that you get out of bed early for. These are the days that you create those relationships to get on the right horses on these days. Put together a nice book of rides. Let's have a quick look through them. The two-year-old Kansas Storm.
Yeah, beautiful filly. Trialled up well. They'll know she's there, that's for sure.
Ethereal Star. Look, she was so good as a two-year-old, and if she can bring some of that form to this, she'll be competitive.
Yeah, 100%. Trialled well. Hopefully she's come on from that. She'll be there about.
Not guilty. In race three, was really good first day down south, just didn't back up.
Yeah, just didn't back up. She's a lovely mare, consistent, she'll run well.
Race five, the Dunstan Final, Trust in You, racing really well. The last two have been good. Thought this was a really even race and gave it a chance.
Yeah, chance, just the barrier draw's a bit of a negative, but if we can get a bit of luck, I'm sure he'll be competitive.
Good race this, the Auckland Guineas, the Shores Wire Ropes, Auckland Guineas, Quintessa, only been beaten once, and that was last week when she was really good, 1,400 metres or so.
Yeah, got the ace draw, going well, good filly. I'd like to see it. You'd like to think she'd be very competitive in the first few, that's for sure.
It's a good race though, isn't it? Gee, it's a good field.
Yeah, very good race.
Yeah, really, really good race. As is the Hallmark Stud 8 Carat Classic. This is a really good field, but you ride a high-class filly in Tulsi. The 1,600 metres around Pukki will be ideal.
Yeah, beautiful filly. Very strong field. We've got a better gate, 7. Should lob a beautiful run, which she hasn't had a lot of luck with her gates. I can see her turning the tables on them.
There's no reason why she can't be right in it. The feature, the Cambridge Stud Zabil Classic Aegon, was huge late in the rerun of the TAB Classic last time. 2,050 metres now looks perfect.
Yeah, run super and take two of the TAB. not that he took part in the first one. But,
no.
Got back, obviously, no luck, was super when he got clear air. I think if he draws a gate, he wins. So going up to the 2,000 looks ideal. Looks a great chance to give a late Christmas present.
Does he ever? And look, they're tipping plenty of rain around. Not sure that'd worry him too much.
No, I wouldn't think so.
No, he looks like he'll cope with a bit of aqua. And Medina in the last, this one resuming for Andrew Forsman.
Yeah, she progressed well last prep. Been trialling well. Nice enough gate. She'll run well.
Like all jockeys, I know which one you'd like to win. That'll be the Group 1, the one worth all the money. There's a Beale Classic on Aegon. But what do you reckon's your best ride over the 2 days?
Over Wellington and...
Yep.
Oh, you'd have to say Magnifique, but I think Tulsi as well.
Yeah, for sure. Michael, thanks for your time. We always appreciate your giving of your time here on Breakfast with the Kiwis. You're always a great guest, and good luck for the festive season, and good luck out and safe riding out on the track.
Thanks, Butcher. Thanks for having me on, team. Merry Christmas.
Michael McNabb with us on Breakfast with the Kiwis. That wraps up our show for today. Butch, have a Merry Christmas, and we'll catch up again in a week from now.
Good on you, Jordan. Same to you and yours. Enjoy the Christmas break, and let's hope we can back a winner or two.
This has been Breakfast with the Kiwis.